Chapter 2. International Launch. England, mid-1990s. By 1995, jumping had made its way to England, specifically an army base in Dover, Kent, near the famous White Cliffs, where one day a paratrooper pulled some photographs from his locker. That day, a startled 25-year-old private in the 3rd Battalion, the Parachute Regiment of the British Army, also known as 3 Para, got his first glimpse of base jumping. That fateful moment set in motion a course that would illuminate the history of base. The private's name was Gary Bullock, and he insisted his fellow soldier take him along on his next jump. First, Gary needed to learn to fly more agile square parachutes, unlike the round canopies used by the Army. Round parachutes work fine, but they rely on drag. Like jellyfish in the air, they drift on currents and can scarcely be steered. A square parachute, though, is an airfoil, an inflatable wing that can truly be flown. Their maneuverability is essential in the tight quarters and time sequences endemic to base jumping. In skydiving, a landing takes place at the grassy infield of an airport under controlled circumstances. Base, though, can occur in dense areas where a landing zone may be populated with trees, buildings, power lines, and sometimes people. And due to the low altitudes involved, a jumper may have only a few seconds to land after opening his parachute. Following a civilian skydiving course in which he got acquainted with square chutes, Gary found himself one frigid February night along the Thames, climbing an electricity pylon in the dark with 3 other jumpers. They were 10 miles east of London, and electricity hummed in high-tension wires overhead. In the distance, a corona of light suggested the city. The wires prevented them from climbing to the top of the tower, and they stopped halfway up, 370 feet above the cold mud of the river's tidal flats, puddles shimmering in the moonlight. Their height was not unreasonably low, but it would require lightning thought and action, especially for a beginner. It all happened so quickly that later Gary would be at a loss to recall the details of what happened. A flood of adrenaline washed away vivid memories as surely as a couple of downed cocktails. When you're in the moment, it's difficult to capture everything.